The second reading is from Revelations. And in the spirit, one of the angels carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who has practiced abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They have no light of the lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our holy gospel, the sixth Sunday of Easter, comes from the Gospel of John in the 14th chapter. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you have heard is not mine, but it is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
If you were with us this past week, you would have heard me speak of the challenge of God doing new things. New things often mean that we have to change. And change often means that we will be uncomfortable in the process. And if God is doing a new thing, which I believe God is always doing, sometimes we find ourselves a bit lost in the process. Sometimes we don't always know where our place is in the new that God is doing among us. But the wonderful thing about this God that we proclaim our hope in the Son in whom we find salvation, is that God does not leave us abandoned. Christ is present here in this community of faith through the body of Christ and through the sacrament of his body and blood that we will share later on this morning. Indeed, Christ tells his disciples in the midst of their confusion that final night before he would be crucified, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." For us, the Holy Spirit becomes that which binds us together in faith, past, future, and present. All things come together through the work of the same Spirit, and with the Spirit guiding us, we are not abandoned. And not only are we not abandoned, indeed, I can tell you this truth, we find here in this place anchors of this community. We are anchored by the gift of our baptism. We are anchored by the presence of the bread and wine among us. We are anchored by the steadfast love that this Christian community has for one another. We are promised that we will know God wherever we are. We are promised that we are given God's peace, that we might live each day in the promise that, Alleluia, Christ is risen. There's something special about anchors, however. They aren't here just to hold us in place. They aren't just placeholders. They are designed to give us life. Now, I invite you to revisit our reading from the book of Revelation today. The author had just declared that with God in charge, the world will indeed be changed and almost completely unrecognizable from the way that the world looked before. In fact, well, let's take a moment. Let's imagine that you are a person of faith in the early church. Your lives have been filled with upheaval due to the chaos of being in the minority. Not only that, but you are looked upon with suspicion by many to the point where the emperor has declared the Christian faith a public menace. And your life could be forfeit. And still you persist. Still you hope. Not only do you hope, you're part of a tradition of faith full of vibrant imagery. And the writer of Revelation is calling on the whole of your faith to reveal to you the eternal presence of God. In the midst of the newness of God's new creation, you find that there are elements to draw you to faith. And I invite you to take a moment and close your eyes as if you were one of those first followers at the turn of the century, between the first and second century, that is. Close your eyes and hear again their anchors of the faith. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city of Zion. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. You can almost envision it, can't you? You can almost envision the bright flowing water and the tree that is so great that it grows on both sides of the river, and fruit for each season and leaves for the healing of the nations. Put in such poetic language, it would seem that our anchors that we have today could not possibly match up with the anchors present in the book of Revelation. How could they? I'll tell you the truth, though. For us, these anchors that we have gathered here at Messiah, anchors blessed by the Holy Spirit's presence among us and reminders of Christ's life lived among us, are indeed as life-giving as the tree of life and the waters of life that stream through the city of Zion. For what water gives life? Quite like the waters of baptism. And what better life-giving food than that of bread and wine that has become Christ's body and blood? And for us, the tree of life is still the cross, that no matter the time or season in our church, it remains the anchor of our faith, the end and new birth of life as we know it. Indeed, I can tell you honestly, our world is changing. It always has, and it always will. Our faith may not maintain its favored status as held in this country for the past several generations. This building may eventually pass away, but the faith that we share cannot and will not be extinguished. The anchors of our faith will remain, for our anchors are found in the body and blood of Christ and his life-giving Spirit. Our anchors are found in the flesh of the people of God, whose love for one another does not change despite the changing of seasons. For our faith is dependent not on the world, not on temples or church walls or any human law. Our faith is dependent solely on Christ and His Holy Spirit. For this reason, we have hope. For this reason, we have peace. When the world we know changes, Christ will be our light. And the light of Christ is found in the eternal promise that, Alleluia, Christ is risen. May our joy and our hope in the proclamation of the resurrection ever light our way. For we are not abandoned. The Spirit of God walks with us still. Amen.